And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa. Hour number two here from the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, here right next to the San Diego Landing in Point Loma with that Baja guy, Gary Graham.
Such a perfect name.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah, it's that Baja guy. And boy, what a couple of great prizes we're giving away. One lucky.
Man, yeah, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, some very serious prizes for a couple lucky winners today at the end of the show. The first is going to be that killer Anza fillet knife. And, I mean, basically at the end of the show today, there's going to be one big prize pack. And if you're the lucky winner, a handmade custom Anza fillet knife. We talk about them all the time. They've been making knives right here in the USA for over three decades. A really, really cool family. And you're going to get the highest end hand tool you can imagine, that Anza fillet knife. Plus, a copy of Gary Graham's great book, The No-Nonsense Guide to Fly Fishing Magdalena Bay. How cool is that, man?
Tells you how to go fish mag bay.
Yeah, and if you want to get a shot at those great prizes, or better yet, just your opportunity to talk to Gary, 213-432-1090. That's our phone number. Again, 213-432-1090 gets you through on the phones, or you can text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, and a great text here. And, you know, Gary, whenever we have you on, you always attract the photographer people.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love to do photographs too, but you're such a great photographer. And Chris from San Marcos has a question. Gary, what's your favorite photograph you've taken? Please place and details in the place. What do you have? I mean, everybody has a favorite photograph. Like, I remember that photo. I mean, I know you've taken thousands and thousands of photos, but
in 2017 at Cabo, I took a picture of a start, and it was the Baja Cantina boat, which is the start boat that Wayne uses, and they were in a group of boats and going up the Pacific side, just around the rocks in the corner. And when I shot the shot, I didn't know exactly what I was shooting. I could see it, but I didn't know what it was. And when I later on, when I got it and I'm looking at it and I zoom in, and there's a spot of blue in the middle of it, and I can't figure out what's the blue. Well, there's two boats, or there's three boats, and the front boat is the is a 27-foot Baja Cantina, which is a center boat, which is a center console. And it's the flag on that boat, and it's about to be run over by two boats, literally. I mean, literally. The pulpit was over the stern of the boat.
Whoa.
And the owner, Jorge, who owns Baja Cantina, is what made me think of that. And I just was telling Yvonne when I got back, that photo now is legend. It was
at Baja Cantina?
Everywhere in Cabo. Yeah. People walk up to me and say, I've got that photo.
That's cool.
Yeah. But I'll send you a copy of it,
like,
and you can put it on the website.
Cool.
But it's pretty... It really is pretty bitchin', the way it turned out. But,
The photo was right as far as, you know, you taking it, plus you had the advent of just the most perfect timing ever.
Yeah, it was one of those things, which, quite frankly, that's part of photography, is that you take a lot of, I take tons of photos, and I take photos sometimes, I think, why did I do that? But it's... You just do it
sometimes
until you get the one, you know, until you get that magic one, and particularly on wildlife. Like, I'm now into birds and stuff like that. That you shoot tons of them.
Yeah,
I have.
And that's the advantage of digital photography, is you can just shoot tons of photos.
Oh
yeah,
right? And
what are you shooting?
Yeah,
right?
That was my question too.
Canon 7D is my lead. And then I have a Nikon, not a D80, a newer Nikon. But both of them, I have long lenses for 200s for both of them. And then I have a 300 on the Canon, that I shoot once in a while, but I can do as well with but I also have a wide lens, f/2.8 wide, 40-70, but what is it? 20-34 by 70, I think, but it's killer.
That's cool.
The 2.8 is just for shooting, hero shots and stuff like that. Is really good.
Yeah,
but
cool.
I really enjoy the photography.
All right. Yeah. Well, hey, Scott Sherman from Snap Insurance is on the line, Mr. Halloween himself. Good morning.
What's up, Scott?
Good morning, guys. Happy Halloween to you.
Halloween. You know how to celebrate Halloween, right? You get your house all decorated up and everything?
Oh, yeah. It's been a 20-year tradition. It takes about a month to get everything set up. Usually have 300-400 kids come by. It's a fun time.
Wow.
That's pretty cool, buddy.
Yeah, it's a good time. Hey, I heard Gary mention about Laredo and the old Flying Sportsman's Lodge, and that got me reminiscing again. You know, my love of fishing started in Laredo at the Flying Sportsman Lodge. I was 13 years old and I caught a 53-pound Dorado. Ooh. And we've been hooked on fishing Baja ever since. I mean, I was such a nut about fishing back then. We'd go fishing all day, come back. I'd get on the Ponga with the kitchen crew. We'd go over to Isla Carmen there and throw jigs up against the rocks and catch Cabrilla for the kitchen, and then come back and I'd fish the pier at night with the local kids and stuff, just because it was so much fun down there. And I heard you mention Flying Sportsman's Lodge. We've been wanting to go back. Is that place open and going again?
No, it's a private home. They've redone the whole thing and kept the basic structure, but they've redone everything. But if you shoot me or shoot Pete an email, I'll send you a link. I wrote a pretty lengthy story on it that was published a couple different places, but I'll send you a link to the
story. So they're not really publicly open?
No, it's a private home now.
Private home, yeah.
Actually, it's up for sale now.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Sherm, you could buy it.
There you go. That would bring back some serious memories all the time.
Yeah.
Well, then where would you suggest if I want to go back to Laredo, where would you suggest that I stay, and what would I be looking forward to, that kind of thing?
La Mission.
Yeah, La Mission is such a great spot. You know, Hotel Oasis is also a beautiful hotel and a long tradition there at Hotel Oasis right in front.
Right.
And a little less expensive than La Mission, but kind of the top of the line is La Mission because it's right next to the marina. And you can walk to the boats. That's one of the and it's a beautiful pool and beautiful rooms. The hotel itself is immaculate.
You're across the street from the Malecón. It's easy walking to everywhere.
Yeah.
If you were going, especially if you were going to take a gal with you that was not super fishing focused, that's such a no-brainer.
And
that's
then you're literally
spot.
A block away from all the restaurants down,
right.
Walking to all the restaurants downtown too. So it's.
I tell you, the last time I was there, most of the roads in town were still dirt, and you landed on a dirt runway on an old DC-3. It was just too much fun. It was old-world Baja.
Laredo is an awesome place.
It's so cool, too. People are friendly, and there's so much history there. The fishing's great. The food's great. That's a cool spot, no doubt.
Good stuff. Hey, Sherm, nice to hear from you. Happy Halloween. Hey, watch out for all those ghouls and goblins tonight coming to your house.
It's going to be a long night tonight, buddy. I can tell.
Yeah, all right.
Have fun.
Are you handing out fish?
No, I'm keeping that for myself. We got plenty of Costco candy, though.
Yeah. You'd have a lot of smashed pumpkins on your hands if you're passing out fish bags all those kids at night. Well, we'd be coming for you, let me tell you.
Yeah. Have fun. All right, Sherm, have fun. Let's go ahead and jump into those phones. They're packing up.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Norman? He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Norman. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning. Thank you for taking my call. Gary, can you tell us what your go-to outfits, fly fishing outfits are for Baja?
My go-to outfit for the beach is an 8-weight. I fish mostly with an 8-weight. Once in a while, depending on the size of the fish, if they're larger, maybe a 10. But basically offshore, I never am much more than a 10. Once in if I'm straight striper fishing or something like that for billfish, then I would go to a 12.
But a 10 from the shore.
What about
10 for the eight. I fish an eight almost all the time. 10, if you're really looking at fish, if you're looking at if you're chasing rooster fish over 20.
Got it.
And what do you fish in Mag Bay? What weight rod do you fish in Mag Bay?
Eight.
An 8.
Yeah.
And that'll catch pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. What do you catch in Magbay? I mean, you already kind of went through the list again. You got black snook.
Yeah, you catch snook. You catch jacks. A lot of different kinds of jacks. You get
giant spotted bay bass. Bay bass, right?
Giant golf ones. Grouper.
Golf grouper.
Yeah, and
really sizable ones.
Yeah, I don't fish.
It's kind of a nursery,
big,
right?
Yeah, it's. But you also get the leopard grouper and so on and so forth.
Wow.
But then. There's the pompano. You get the pompano trevally, golden trevally, which are really a cool fish. Yeah, very cool fish. And a real mixed bag. I mean, I still catch stuff I have not caught before, and I've been fishing there a long time.
What's the gear like? Is it a heavy bass rod and a crocodile? Is it a Lucky Craft type lure? I mean, what is
it? Or fishing spinning tackle, mm-hmm. but with braid. Mm-hmm. I would fish braid all the time.
Yeah. You're fishing the mangroves, so you got to pull hard, right?
Yeah, you got to pull hard and quick. That's the main thing. But there's some things there that you presume one thing, and then all of a sudden something happens, you figure it out. Like, as an example, fishing snook. You're always fishing, and theoretically, one of the things I used to say, when I first went there, I hired a diver who commercially fished snook. And I hired him so he would show me his best places, and I had to swear on a stack of Bibles or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I mean, travel phone books. I don't know what it was, but I swore on something. But anyway, he took me around and showed me every spot where he was getting them. And the one thing that I learned.
He'd spear them?
Yeah, he speared
them, yeah.
But the one, and I insisted that, okay, I only will do this if you let me throw cast until I catch something. So I catch one to confirm that what. There where we're looking, you know, and we did this for 2 days, and I paid him and let everything go and never told a soul. But what I did learn on one of the tricks is the current is everything. They snook like current because the bait push in and out, and on tide, when the tide's running, that's what pushes the bait past them, and they just lurk until the stuff comes by. Because of that, almost anywhere that you see, next time you're in a mangroves, watch for the tops. And if they're gray, you know, where it looks like they're kind of sort of dying, it's because of a heavy current against the roots.
Oh,
the roots are exposed.
Oh.
And it's a way to figure out where you're getting the best current movement. And it worked for me, and that's how I started finding bigger. Now, in addition to that, the other thing I learned actually with Dennis Braid, I see he passed away too, and it's really terrible. But Dennis and I were fishing there one time, and I was fishing. I gave him the bow and said, you know, you fish along the thing. And I thought, I knew something. I had had a guy that had caught a 20-pound snook out in the channel one time, and quite accidental, but on a fly actually. So I'm fishing off the stern. I'm casting there, and I hang a 20-pound something. It was the biggest one I had ever caught up to then. It was 25, I think. And actually, it was made his show that
we were
doing a show. But anyway, long story short, and I'll finish it up. But basically, I caught that and realized that the snook don't just always hang on the mangrove side. They'll be in the channel.
They're in the channels too.
Channel too.
Wow.
So, anyway,
so is that your primary target when you go to Magbay?
One of them. Yeah. I always hope to get those.
Such an exciting fish.
Yeah.
Oh, jump.
They do everything.
Pull
hard. They're strong. And the thing with the snook, when you get a bite, do not let them turn and go away from you. Because you're done. They'll cut you off. Yeah, they've got gill plates that are razor sharp.
Uh-huh.
So they flare their gills and you're done.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
So, keep coming.
So when you hang one, no matter what you do, you've got to keep all the pressure you can and keep them
Don't let them turn.
And if he gets the current on his side, you're done.
It's over.
You're done.
They'll just cut you off. Yeah, what an exciting fish.
God, that sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's cool. All right. Well, hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. We're going to talk to your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. This catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerky fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit. They are now open at their new location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Call for details. World or check online at fishermansprocessing.com. We're going to talk to that fishdope.com reporter, Captain Dave Hansen. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Pete, Gary. Good to hear you guys this morning. Can you hear me?
Hey, Dave. Loud and clear.
Hey.
You've been a traveling man. How's things?
Oh, my goodness, Pete. You won't even believe it. I'm at the International Boat Show here in Fort Lauderdale. It is absolutely insane. They told me it would be. You couldn't believe what you're going to see, Hansen. And I tell you, there are more 150-foot yachts tied up to this one dock that I'm tied up to here than they have in the whole state of California.
Jeez,
it is
crazy.
Just unbelievable. And then the 200-footers and the 300-footers, it's just insane. And we, every once in a while, we walk over and look at our 80-foot Viking that we're getting built. We go over there, and I take a couple people over to show them how cool that is. But it is absolutely insane. But, man, my man Gary, I'm listening here. There is nothing like fishing the mangroves. It is. I love calico bass fishing, but I'll tell you, and I love what Gary just said. He's still catching stuff today that he's never seen before. That's the magic of the mangroves. We catch stuff in there. We don't even know what it's called. I'm like, hey, take a picture of that. Let me send it to Gary. Ask him what the hell this thing is. And there's so much fish there, gang. If you're just sitting on the edge of your seat thinking, hey, I want to try it, don't wait. Get down there. Go try it. Like Gary said, untouched, no major hotels, not a ton of stuff going on there. It's real rustic, but it is absolutely insane. So let's get over to the fishing. It did not disappoint, did it, Rick, Pete? Can you believe what just happened? The weather calmed down, and it looks like it looked in June. What, San Diego caught 144 yellowtail yesterday. Aliar on the Polaris Supreme had full limits of bluefin tuna up to 310 pounds.
Whoa.
Gang, it did not stop. It just reset. Like Pete and Steve say all the time, throw the history books in the trash. Nothing makes sense anymore. We get a mega blow. The ocean gets just thrashed. And then the wind stops blowing and whammo, everything's back. Here we are. Tomorrow's November 1st. We're catching yellowtail into the kelp patties. Not very far across the border either. I can only imagine if we keep this beautiful weather, that stuff's going to trickle into California. But then over on the Cortez Tanner, in between those two banks, that bluefin's back there. And what size is it? It's anywhere from 5 pounds to 400 pounds. You can't write this stuff, Ricky. You're like, I thought we were going to calm down here and take a deep breath. Nope, everyone's coming into Fisherman's Landing. They want everything, knife jigs, flat falls, flying fish rigs. It's full speed still, gang, and as long as we have the weather, it looks like it's never going to give up. You're going to be catching Christmas bluefin. Mark my words, you're going to be catching.
Fall weather here.
Dave, I think you said it best. Like it didn't go away. It just got off the bank. It dealt with the weather, and it just settled right back in and did what it's doing what it has done the last few years. And, I mean again, if history shows us anything for this cycle that we're in, November, the last few seasons, has been our very best month for big bluefin fishing. And, boy, with that starting tomorrow, it sure looks like that might be another sign of what's
for
to come.
Sure. And we also have to throw out a big congratulations and great job well done to Captain Marcus Medak and the crew of the New Loan for
totally.
Rescuing those 25 people in that ponga. Man, what a miracle.
Oh.
What an
accident. Oh, yeah.
Just before the big blow.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
They would have never been seen again.
Yep.
Yeah,
nice job, boys. That was awesome.
That was really great. Just really heads up shows you what a great operation New Loan is. Adam and Marcus, they're amazing. Yeah, for sure. And of course, fishdope.com. What an amazing operation that is, right? Fishdope.com.
Absolutely.
Has all the stuff for you. $20 off. Fishdope.com membership using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And Captain Dave, how do we find you?
Well, gang, you can check me out at yoursaltwaterguide.com. I got a million videos on how to catch these fish. Go over and check out Fish Dope, figure out where to go, then jump back over to my site and figure out how to catch them. And we got you covered. And, yeah, Fish Dope does an amazing job. Danny, I don't know if you hear how excited I am, but Danny's as excited as I am about how this fish came back. He called me, made sure that I knew what was going on. He wanted to make sure because it's unbelievable. It's insane. Like Ricky said, it's just – Here we go. We're going in November. Get ready. Hold on. Somebody's going to get a 400-pounder. You watch.
I'm ready.
That's cool, Dave. Nice job, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Dave, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right. I'm going to go back to listening to my buddy, Gary Graham. Gary, tell him some cool stories about Dave Hanselt when you're off air. Bye.
Yeah, I'll bet there's a few.
Yeah, make sure the mics are off.
All right.
See ya.
Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
You got it. Jim in National City is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Jim?
Hey, another great show, guys. My question is for your guest, Gary. You know, traveling down the Mag Bay, I've got some health issues. I had a stent put in and got a few other things. I was just wondering, when you're down there, Mag Bay, if something was to pop up, let's say you lost your medication, whatever, what's the availability for some health issues? Is there doctors around, pharmacy in the area? Is that all relevant or is that not relevant?
No, there are. Constitución is a very large city, and that is 30 miles from Puerto San Carlos, and López Mateos is a little bit further, so that you have a hospital there, and there are pharmacies there. There are also smaller pharmacies at both Puerto Los Cabos or San Carlos for sure. I'm not so sure about López. I would have to check that one out. But I definitely know at San Carlos they have it there. And so if you lost your medicine or whatever, I'm sure it could be replaced.
All right. Yeah, that's good information. And then also be sure to call Bob Dawson and get Dawson Insurance, travel insurance. Absolute must if you're going to remote places like that. If you have a serious situation where you need to get back to the U.S. to fly you home.
Yeah, you want to have have contact with somebody that can get you out of there if you're in that, you know, in that category.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, had a great
thanks for the call. Appreciate that, Jim.
All right. Hey, had a great text come through. This one was from Steve in San Diego. It says, "Morning guys, we used to camp on the beach in Punta Chivato and launch our boat from the shore. One, do you know if we can still do that? Also, is there a also, the hotel there is Macho the Bobcat is still running around."
I'm not sure about the hotel, but as far as launching from the beach, I understand you can still do that. I'm not 100% sure on the hotel.
Where is Punta Chivato? I know the name, but not being a Baja traveler like yourself, whereabouts is that?
It's on the Pacific side.
Okay.
Yeah. And
that's cool.
Yeah. I'm not sure on the mileage. It'll come to me, down that way.
That's cool. I hope that answers your question for you, Jim. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great reports, more information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats of the Launch Trip, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the Sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Gamakatsu Hooks and Sea Falcon Lures are teaming up at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing Saturday, November 6th. Just listen to these incredible specials only available at Tackle Day. Buy any three Gamakatsu items with at least a $30 value and receive a free G-Box 3200 RV box. Plus, you'll be entered into an hourly drawing with six winners per hour. Buy any Sea Falcon jig and receive a free Sea Falcon jig roll-up bag or a Sea Falcon hat. With the Sea Falcon jig purchase, you will also be entered into an hourly drawing with six winners per hour. For both promotions, you must be present to win and redeem your free item at the Gamakatsu booth with proof of purchase. In addition to getting great discounts on Gamakatsu hooks and Sea Falcon lures at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, you will get free goods and 25 chances to win extra prizes. Be sure to go by the Gamakatsu and Sea Falcon booth at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing Saturday, November 6th.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking Baja with the man, Gary Graham. Having a great time here this morning. Lots of great info going on. Again, if you want to join us, 213-432-1090, or you can send us a text via that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
Well, the phones are standing by. This time we're going to talk to Bob, who's calling us from Newport this morning. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Thank you.
Hi, Bob.
I'm tuned in a little bit late, unfortunately, and I may have missed this, but if I go down to Mag, how do I hook up with where do I stay? How do I hook up with Pongeros, that kind of deal? And do I start out going over to Loretto and coming across? What are your thoughts on that, Gary?
Well, it depends on how you're traveling. Are you driving? Or are you going to fly? Or what would you prefer?
I would flying. I'd be flying.
Fly to Loretto and then rent a car and drive across.
Yeah, we'd go fly to Loretto, and you can either rent a car or you can hire a driver and take you over there at Puerto San Carlos. You've got a couple different choices on hotels. There's the Brennan Hotel, and then Mag Bay Lodge is another one. There's several others as well, but those are two that come to mind. If you're going,
and
to,
how do you find the information on these? You said do they have websites?
They have websites. Yeah. If you search Mag Bay hotels, you'll get a page that comes up that identifies different ones at both Puerto Las San Carlos and at Lopez Mateo.
And there's food and everything down
there. There's restaurants.
And then will they have contacts for Pongeros down there, too?
All the hotels at both locations have contacts that are for the local Pongeros.
Boy, it sounds like a great adventure,
right?
Doesn't it, Bob?
I want to do that.
Yeah.
I've been in there by boat
several
times, but I've never done, you know, come from San Carlos and worked the mangroves like Gary has. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, guys.
Nice to hear from you, Bob. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Had another great text come through. This is says Baja Ben from Chula Vista. Says he's headed down driving to La Paz and Cabo for the Baja 1000 and wanted to fish a little bit on his way back up the line. Any recommendations for people or gear in the La Paz and Cabo area?
Jonathan Rodon in La Paz will put you on, give you the information you need for sure. And in Loretto, I would There's Rick Willis has a small ponga operation, and I don't know who you probably have someone else as well.
In Loretto?
Yeah.
In Loretto? Yeah, actually, Cast Tours.
Yeah, right.
He's got a great contact. Danny Telemontes, and who does all the pongas for our Loretto Rumble. Danny Telemontes, and I'm trying to think of the name of his operation, but if you just call Cast Tours, and they'll set you up. He's got some great pongueros there.
That's cool.
Yeah, really good stuff. Yeah, I hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Interesting text from Paul in Palm Springs. Punta Chivato north to Mulegé Bay, there's still a rough airstrip when the failed hotel Punta Chivato was built in 1972.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, Punta Chivato is, to correct, I had said it was on the Pacific side, and that was an error on my part. It's on the Sea of Cortez side, and it's just actually between Santa Rosalia and...
And Mulegé, right?
Mulegé.
Yeah. It's like right above kind of Conception Bay. Is it right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right
well,
above.
Well, Mulegé is above Conception Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of right there.
It's above that. It's before you. It's just, 20 miles south of Punta Chivato.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Cool.
Hey, this was a fun one, too. Hey, Gary, just said there was so much great talk on Mag Bay. This is Charlie from San Juan Capistrano. I just recently retired from the California State Parks, and I'm looking to trailer my 28 Parker all the way down to Mag Bay for an extended stay. Could you tell me anything about the launching facilities?
There's launch ramps at both Puerto Las at San Carlos and at Lopez Mateos, and they're paved.
What about driving a boat down there? I mean, you've done a lot of that. I know you've trailered a lot of boats down in your day, the Blackman and everything. I mean, is it easier? Is it tougher? Is that too big of a boat? Is there no such thing? Like, what's that part like?
No, it's done all the time now. I mean, back in the day when Blackman first started doing it, they would go through towns where they had to hold the wires so they could get the tower under the wires, literally.
Back in the day.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago.
But it's all paved into there now,
right? Yeah, well, it was paved then, too. But, roads are in good condition. The only thing I would say is I don't know where you're coming from, but I definitely would look at Mexicali and take MEX 5 over MEX 1 through Tijuana.
Okay. I don't know. You remember the story that Paul Lepore, our Baja trailer boat expert back in the day, told about going into San Carlos where he pulled his boat in and took out all the lights for the House of Ill Repute in San Carlos. You remember that story?
That's right.
Yeah,
that was a funny story.
He got in mucho trouble for that. For sure. Indeed. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. Let's talk to Dennis. Dennis is at Wyndham and Vista. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Guys, boo. Trick or treat. Hey, could you tell us, since it's Halloween, something you can't explain that's ever happened to you on a trip, a little scary something, or something that just didn't fit in right?
Oh, let's see.
A scary Halloween story from the Baja. Have you had some scary encounters down there?
Oh, I've had some scary encounters, but a variety of different kind on the roads and so on and so forth. Anything from a cow to
I'll bet. Yeah, that's not much scary.
Always felt safe on the road?
Oh yeah. I've always felt safe, and certainly we've spent enough time on the road to be comfortable with the fact that we could deal with whatever we run into. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of different things that, and you have to remember, I've been doing this ever since the road opened, so it was very, very rustic now, and by comparison today, it's as safe as I would feel as safe driving down there as I do up here.
Uh-huh.
That's cool. Yeah. And, I mean, you traveled with your wife for long periods of time on the road. Like you say, you just know how to deal with it.
Yeah, and we drove and slept, pulled off the side of the road and so on and so forth. But obviously, we picked our places carefully.
Smart about it.
By the way, since you mentioned Yvonne texted me a little while ago and said the second ATV was mine.
That's pretty good.
All right. So, hey, Bill in Leucadia asks, he says that they have a house in the East Cape, and they've caught many different fish, including Dorado, off the beach. But one of his dream fish to catch in the surf is a yellowfin tuna. Any tips?
They've been caught at Punta Arena. They've at the lighthouse. They caught them this year. They caught some off the beach, and it's patience.
Yeah,
right place,
timing,
right place, right time.
Yeah.
But they. By the way, I had a video sent to me yesterday. It was posted on Facebook of a striped marlin on the beach at Medano. In front of Medano.
I saw that too.
And it swam away.
Wow.
I mean, it looked like it. I mean, it was as alive as alive could be. It wasn't
and it looked like it had swam in there by mistake. Yeah. Oh shit! You know, whoops! How'd I get here?
Yeah, probably in there chasing bait or something.
And it worked its way back into the wave, swam away.
Swam away. Unbelievable. Yeah. Another good one from Dan in Alpine. Gary, would you suggest primetime mangrove fishing in May? He said he went in May and it was too cold.
Yeah. You want to be in the summer there and all the way into November.
Like in the fall, you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, because it'll go on. Everybody tries to force it. Now, October is offshore, as an example. Everybody's getting there. I was saying that earlier. And it's too early. The stuff really shows up in November. But in the mangroves, it's from July and all the way into November.
Yeah.
It's good.
So, mangroves. I mean, history is that there were a lot of gill nets down there.
Right.
Down there. Are they still there?
Not like they were. There's
really?
Still some.
Yeah. But they've got it under control down there now, right?
Yeah, they've done a pretty good job of
they're trying to preserve some of the snow.
To some degree, yeah.
Yeah.
There's still commercial fishing all throughout the bay. But
not
again,
like
it's
used
such a huge bay that there's still a lot of areas that you can get into that you never see them. You know?
Yeah.
But
I mean, is there a lot of snook there? Are there a lot of snook there?
Seem to be more and more and much bigger ones.
Yeah.
Plus, they're offshore now. I mean, they're catching them on the outside in this.
So it's a pretty healthy fishery.
Yeah. They're this time of year, there'll be between now and the end of this November, there will be pictures on Facebook of fish over 40.
No kidding.
40 pounds?
Crazy.
Wow, that's a big fish.
Yeah.
And what's the world record for a black snook?
It's 54. Whoa, well, the world record was just set down for a white snook. The guy that fishes the beach in Cabo caught. It was 54 pounds.
Wow.
Jeez.
Wow. Yeah. White snook and black snook are pretty close relatives.
There's a difference, obviously, between the two. But, the weights on both of them are in that same vicinity.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Rick.
Wesley Bro is the guy. Wesley is the guy and set the record. And it was 50-something.
That's a big one, too.
So if you can catch a 40-pounder, man,
doubt. Well, let's jump back into those phones. They're packed up. Ben in Chula Vista, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Ben.
Hey, good morning. Hey, getting ready to head down to Baja for the Baja 1000. I'm a racer, so I get the gas paid for because we're racing. But after that, we're going to fish in Loretto and La Paz. We're going to hit Bay of L.A. on the way down. But what's your recommendation for, a good guy to take us out in Loretto or La Paz?
That guy, Cast Tours. Call Cast Tours and talk to him about Danny Telemontes. He has a very close relationship with Danny. Pre-arrange it before you go. Danny's got access to several pongas. I mean, our tournament was, I think, 20 teams, and they had pongas for everybody. So Danny is a great guy, super knowledgeable, is kind of the go-to guy now in Loretto. So I'd contact him through Cast Tours and go with his fleet there.
And in La Paz, Jonathan Rodon is your best bet tail hunter. He has pongas both at La Paz and at Las Arenas.
Oh, he does.
Yeah,
down at Muertos, huh?
Yeah,
down there. And he's got a great restaurant down in La Paz too, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it's the lesser now. It's the low downstairs, but same idea.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Hope you have a good trip. Thanks a lot for the call.
Switching back to Mag questions. Hiring a ride from Loretto to Mag Bay sounds great without having to rent a car. Approximately how much does it cost and how difficult is it to arrange a ride to Mag? That's from Cliff in Blossom Valley.
Good questions.
Yeah, very good question. I'm trying to think who would be the best one to contact there. There again, Rick, look up Rick Willis. He has a Ponga operation, but he also does some fishing over on the other side. So I would check with him. If you don't get have any luck there, shoot me an email at thatbahaguy@gmail.com, and I'll research it for you.
And then also another suggestion, I throw out Cass Tours again because he's well connected in Loreto. He uses a transfer company there that whenever we get picked up at the airport, beautiful lady that's been with, I mean, we've been transferred with her back in the days when we were fishing at Campo San Nicolas, and she's kind of the transfer lady down there, and she, I'm sure, would have contact to be able to get you there. So if you route through Cass Tours and just tell them you're looking through for the transfer person down in Loreto, I'm sure you could connect with that.
That's a good tip. Yeah. I want to steal time to ask a quick question that I have curious of Gary, just because I know you know so many of the fishermen down there. That and because you were so involved with swordfish fishing up here in San Diego, and now there's such a new big fishery with guys deep dropping. Is that deep drop thing catching on down in Cabo and Loreto? Are guys doing that? How's the swordfish scene down that way?
I'm not here. There's a little bit of swordfish in Loreto, but it's all in the middle. Mm-hmm. They're fishing that high spot out there.
Robert Ross
is doing most of that. I don't hear anyone else talking about it. Just this last trip, while I was down there, though, did hear of some guys are starting to deep drop in Cabo.
Interesting.
Different, just no one specifically. But I started hearing that was beginning to be a thing down there. Mm-hmm. So
they're down there, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, no question. In fact, there was somebody had caught one, but I don't remember. I didn't see the details on it.
Gotcha.
They definitely are talking deep drop. Rebecca Ehrenberg, I was talking to her about it at Pisces, and she was talking about it.
And then just for a flex, how many swordfish were you involved with up here in San Diego before we were deep dropping for them?
You mean surface swordfish? I fished with Grimes, and Grimes was, of course, that was his passion, was chasing them. He promised me a swordfish. If I quit smoking, he'd get me a swordfish. Well, and we'd go out, and his boss let him take the boat out anytime he wanted. We'd go out, and there was another guy that was a harpoon guy that was a friend of his. And we would go out, and I could get five casts, and if it didn't bite, he got the harpoon.
Okay.
And he'd shove me out of the way. Get out of the way! And he did that one, he backboned it, and it's there, and he's screaming at me, throw out the rope. And he says, right there, why are we throwing out the rope? I look at Gene, and I said, spin the boat. And we spun the boat. We had the fish in the fish hole within 20 minutes.
Wow. That's pretty cool, man.
So how many did you hook?
How many have I hooked over my whole career? I'm not sure, but I've caught like three or four.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Wow. And how do you get them to bite?
The first one I ever caught, I was by myself, and it was milling, and I spotted it. And honestly, it was early on in my career, and I didn't really know what I was looking at. I finally figured out, man, it's got to be a swordfish. So anyway, it was in June or July, and I had a mackerel that somebody had given me as a birthday present on my birthday on 25th. I'd put in the freezer, and every time I went out, I took it with me. I was on the skiff. And so anyway, I'm dragging this dead mackerel that's been frozen, refrozen, freezer burned, and everything else. And I tried to time it, you know, and get it in front of the fish as the fish is circling. And I'm all doing all this myself and looking over my shoulder and every time and trying to drive and do the whole thing. So I miss it. And finally, I do it one more time and it'd pop up, you know, and I get to it and I drag the bait in front of it and the fish goes right straight up in the air and lands on it and eats it. Get out of here.
Wow.
Eats it. And I'm letting it run. I'm on 50 pound. And I let it run. And pretty soon I put it in gear and I set the hook and I'm hung. And this is at noon. And so I'm fighting this fish by myself. And Grimes, who I did not know at that time, gets on the radio and starts walking me through. Okay, you got to lead the fish. Oh, lead the fish? What the, you know, what is lead the fish mean?
Yeah,
it's so, a fish. It's a fish. So anyway, long story short, I get the boat in gear, and I'm dragging this. I'm leading this fish, and. But when you're alone, as you know, on a center console, sure. You're turning like this, or looking like this, you're turning all the time, sure. Accidentally. You know? So the circle would get smaller and smaller until I wasn't sure whether I was leading the fish or the fish was chasing me. It wasn't quite good. Anyway, long story short, it lasted until 11 o'clock that night.
Oh.
Don Blackman and remember Jack Alexander, Jack that had the Alexander 4 was the name of the boat. Anyway, they brought Blackman out and who else? I forget who else was on the boat. But anyway, they come out and get on the boat and help me gaff this fish.
Oh, my.
That's first so cool. What a
that
story.
Was, what a great story. Yeah, so it was all by yourself.
12-hour fish.
12 hours. Wow. Well, let's try and sneak in one more phone call, Rick.
You got it. How about Eric from Valley Center joining us next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Eric.
Hey, good morning, guys. Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Yeah. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, I was wondering if there was – down in Mag Bay, I was thinking about maybe going to Abrejos, but – you know, everything's up in the air, but how about camping spots down on the beach?
Sure. Yeah, they camp on the beach and on the island there all the time.
Yeah, you can get a ride over the island.
Yeah, you can hire a panga, and they'll drive you over there, take you to a spot and set you up. There's no facilities. I mean, you're not getting water and all that, but you can carry what you got to carry what you need. But, yes, there are places to
camp. Now, there's a
camp
over there. Is it Mag Bay Outfitters that has an actual camp over there?
Yeah, they have a small camp there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's over at Lopez. Lopez Mateos, yeah.
And which is the better place to fish, San Carlos or Lopez Mateos?
Yeah, they're equal. Well, they have different, you know, different characteristics, but both of them are equal as far as fishing.
As far as,
The difference between at San Carlos, you have the option of going the other way, go south, you can go south.
And there's a lot of mangroves south, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And Lopez Mateos is north.
Right.
Yeah. Wayne, is it pretty far north?
No, 30 miles.
30 miles, yeah. Okay.
Between 20 and 30.
Yeah, yeah. And where's there more facilities in San Carlos, obviously, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's more of it's a shipping, it's a deep water port.
Yeah.
It's the only deep water port on the Pacific side.
But Lopez Mateos still has some lodging, too.
Yeah, Lopez has lodging, plus they have an opening so you can get out there to go to the Pacific.
Oh, okay, if you want
to. But you have to go through the surf.
Yeah. Versus if you went down out of San Carlos, you don't need
San Carlos, you go out the entrance, and it's just a channel.
It's just a
regular
channel.
And there's no surf and all that.
Yeah. Pretty interesting.
It's got me fired up. Yeah. That's great. Yeah, great.
By
info.
The way, one other thing. There's another, the Mag Bay Lodge has another place now on the island on the Santa Maria Bay side. Another house.
Oh, really?
They just put in.
Cool. Yeah.
I'm going to see it while I'm there, so okay. I'll know more about it.
You'll know more, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Count me in. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves that killer fly fishing book from Gary, as well as a custom handmade Anza fillet knife. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take-a-ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, big winner. Congratulations for the Anza Filet Knife, as well as that killer book from Gary Graham, The No-Nonsense Guide to Fly Fishing Magdalena Bay, was Norman in San Diego. Congratulations, Norman. You are going to love that knife. You're going to love the book. Just really appreciate you calling, and congrats on the great prizes.
Yeah, and Gary, thank you for that beautiful book and all your great work, your
so
photography,
cool,
your reporting on the Bisbee, everything about it, of course, and all your knowledge and expertise that you brought to Let's Talk Hookup today. Thank you for that. And if somebody wants more information on that Baja guy, how do we do that?
Oh, it's pretty easy. Just go to thatbajaguy.com, and you'll find everything you need to know, including my cell phone number, but I'll give it to you. It's 760-522-3710. You can reach me there, and you can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, most of the social media.
And is it That Baja Guy or is it
that
Gary Graham?
That Baja Guy and Gary Graham,
Gary
and
Graham,
Baja
both.
Bites. So
Baja Bites.
Baja
okay,
Bites.
Yeah.
Right.
And your next adventure is Mag Bay.
Mag Bay, and our report, we do a Baja Bite report every Tuesday. It's published every Tuesday, and you can find that at BajaBites.com.
BajaBites.com.
Yeah, and it's podcast, too.
Yeah. And then you also do some public, you know, some writing at various publications, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm writing for PC, Pacific Coast Sport Fishing. I write for a number of different In the Bite on the East Coast and
sure.
other publications.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep it up, Gary.
Yeah,
you're
a great
you're
job,
inspiration.
Buddy. Awesome.
For
great
all
show.
Of us. Well, been around and doing it for a long, long time and many, 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 many more years for you. Now, of course, next Saturday, big day.
Yeah, tackle day,
right?
Buddy. It's coming.
Yeah.
We're ready.
Are you guys ready? Are you sure?
We'll be ready.
Yeah.
I mean, we're ready enough that if it happened today, we could make it work, but we'll be very polished come Saturday.
What is amazing is what Doug let out is that you guys have been stashing stuff
for
the sale.
Yep.
You know, like, you can't buy it.
No, I mean, we have a bunch of stuff that's tucked away in Doug's office that if we had put it out on the shelf, it would have all been gone. And Tackle Day is our big thing. It's our sale. It's our hookup for our customers. And so, yeah, we held some stuff back just for it.
That's
it's going to
cool.
be a great event. I mean, come on. Buy one, get one free, Seaguar Fluorocarbon.
Yeah.
It's on.
That's pretty cool. Hey, next Saturday, we'll be live at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. So be sure to come down and hang out. We'll be giving away a pair of Marley Jim sunglasses and Hands of Filet Knife and a lot more. And then next Sunday, Captain Brian Willis from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing will be with us. That's going to be an awesome show. And both Saturday and Sunday. Come on down and see us next Saturday at Tackle Day. And then, of course, back in the studio next Sunday. Thanks to JP for manning the phones and the board, of course. And thanks to Adam for all he does on our Let's Talk Hookup app. And be sure to check out our website, letstalkhookup.com, for all our trips and details and a lot more. And we'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 on Let's Talk Hookup.